Welcome back to the Nightside. Picture this, a pre-internet office, a desk piled high with random stacks of paper, client files spilling out of boxes, unopened mail strewn across the room for weeks. Walking into that chaotic space, you'd immediately question how anyone got any work done. So why treat your digital workspace any differently? Canada's workforce, as we all know, has become increasingly reliant on all types of technology that allow them to work effectively from home. According to a Waterloo-based management company, internet traffic grew globally by 40%+ between February and April last year, the majority of the increase occurring in March and April. But an excess of mobile apps and computer software that promise to improve one's productivity can do just the opposite, leaving an already overburdened workforce with heightened feelings of anxiety, stress, and worse, burnout as the work continues to pile on. Kevin Collins is the CEO of Charlie AI, a first-of-its-kind AI-driven productivity manager designed to help automate admin work so workplace professionals can put more life back into their work-life balance. All right, Kevin Collins is with us now. Welcome to the show, Kevin. Thanks for doing this.
Hi, Barb. No, thanks for having me. I look forward to it.
What has the last year been like for you and for Charlie AI?
It's been probably like everyone else. Going through the pandemic has been a bit of a challenge. You know, working from home has become part of our life now, and it's missing that work-life balance where you've got all your personal activity that you have to organize with all of your office activity. I got a good chuckle when you mentioned the office of a while ago where you walk in, there's paper strewn everywhere. Well, now you've got paper for all your work life and the paper for all your personal life all in the same place now.
So true. Yeah, you know, look, when we were all going, physically going to work, we would think about work-life balance and you would think, well, if I could just be home more. And now that we're home more, it's like we're working more. We're not, the balance still is not there.
That's right. I kind of chuckled yesterday. Can I just go to the office? I just need a break. I want to go to the office.
Yeah, yeah. What exactly is a digital declutter?
Well, it's almost exactly the same as decluttering a paper office. What we found is, you know, because everyone's now working from home, technology is obviously in everyone's hands, from the phone to a laptop to a desktop. All of that paper we used to see on our desks is now digital paper, digital documents, digital content. It's content that's spread everywhere. And we're finding most of our customers, our users, have, you know, 10, 15 apps that have content strewn all over the place. And getting it organized has become a bit of a nightmare for them. And that's the declutter. How do you keep your digital life organized so you know where that content is when you need it? If you're walking in front of a client or you're meeting with some colleagues, you want to find that paperwork, that digital paperwork, when you need it at that right time.
You know, I'm trying to think, you know, I'm not great with paper and organizing, and I do my best, and I've somewhat gotten the hang of the idea of folders for different things, but I don't organize my online life as well as I do my in-person life. I should probably, should people be doing more folders online?
What we're actually discovering, folders are really good. So you want that digital filing cabinet so you kind of know where it is and you've got that sense of, okay, it's organized. But we've also found that there needs to be a better way to recall that information. And what we discovered at Charlie is people love social media where they're doing the tags and they're doing the notes and the comments. So all of that notes and comments and tags, we can now apply to all that content we deal with, the files that we have sitting on our desktops or on our phones. And when you need it, you can use those tags and notes to get it back quickly. And that's where we discovered Charlie can actually learn how you tag your content, how you make notes, and can put it in the file cabinet for you automatically so you don't have to worry about it, and you just need to go and find it when you need it. You know, like you, I found that I used to be really good at filing things, But life got so busy, and I just didn't want to spend the time anymore creating those folders and organizing, but I still wanted it organized. I needed that sense of security that, okay, it is organized. I can at least know where it is.
And time is a huge issue when it comes to any kind of decluttering and organizing. Can you tell us a little bit more about Charlie? It sounds like it maybe cuts down on the time spent.
Yes, it's definitely about getting some time back. It's that work-life balance now that things are so hectic, even with work from home and the pandemic. As I do want to get the time back. I find it valuable. And we spend so much time looking for data. We actually discovered that people spend a day a week just looking for the content and the information they need.
Wow.
And that's a whole day I could get back. So if I could get my life organized, I can get a day or more back every week to spend more time with family, spend more time with kids, spend more time with grandkids, or even I've got some dogs I'd love to be able to take for a walk today. The weather's really nice. I just want to get that time back so I can do things that matter to me for more work-life balance.
Do you find yourself working from home that you're working more hours than you used to?
Definitely, yes. It's almost constant. The 9-to-5 job, I think, has gone away. And you're always having to be on, whether your phone is sending you a notice of somebody's now sending you a Slack message or need something. I feel like I have to respond, even if it's 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
I'm going in there and trying to respond to a colleague or a customer. And that means I'm definitely putting more hours in. We do find, and the studies are proving, people are spending more time working than what they used to, even as the pandemic started.
What do you do to break that up?
I'd love to say I'm good at it.
Yeah.
I'm still learning myself. The big thing from a declutter, and we did do a declutter challenge for all of our customers, and it worked out. And part of that declutter is to turn off the phone from time to time and time slice things. So make time where the phone, the computer are not interrupting you. Time slice things so you know you've got a particular task you're working on. Go work on it. We actually discovered that multitasking has become a big stressor. People are trying to do too much at one time. So they'll work on 2, 3, 5 tasks at the same time to try and get it all done. It ends up stressing them out and they don't get as efficient. So what I'm trying to do is work on a particular task, get it done, not worry about all the other 1,000 things I need to do, and then make time to get out of the my home office, to really get out of the house, get outside, go for a walk, spend more time away from the phone and the computer.
Where can our listeners find out more about Charlie?
A lot of information. Our team has actually been really good at putting some information, even for productivity tips and hints for people. And they can go to charlie.ai and see a lot of that information and just get some hints and tips that we've got. The team spent time on putting a list of productivity tools that help them and how they've managed to get on top of their day, especially working from home. So that's the best way that we can suggest.
Fantastic. Kevin Collins, thanks a lot for doing this.
No, thanks, Barb. We appreciate it.
Great to have you. Kevin Collins is the CEO of Charlie AI, and you can find out more at charlie.ai. You are listening to The Night Side.